big snap on there, so
that's
I thought
because
maybe
it snapped into place.
Oh, is that what happened?
Right.
How you doing today? Doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
You're early today.
Well, that's because I, you know, had to go to the airport this morning and send my wife off to visit her sister.
Oh,
she's
bachelor time,
herself.
Huh?
Well,
gonna throw down. Wait, party at your house this week or what?
No,
yeah.
Sleep.
Yeah, party
sleep.
At Ralph's house.
There is no party. There is only sleep.
I'll bring the cards and the poker chips over. How's that sound?
No.
Doesn't sound like a good idea?
No.
I think it sounds like
sleep,
a great
working
idea.
Sleep, working in. Well, yeah, you might, but this is my opportunity to enjoy the quiet in the house, not have to do honeydew lists or nothing like that.
Okay.
Just relax and enjoy
myself. You know, when
you
get to be that age, you look forward to sleep more than you look forward to having a party, right? I was so exhausted after the fair, and I thought on Monday and Tuesday, I thought, I'm feeling really good. You know, I wasn't tired at all. I had fun, had a good time. But yesterday, drool was running down my chin in the middle of the afternoon. Took a nap,
well,
and I was out so hard.
You are of an age.
Yeah.
Where
I drool.
And that may just be part of the stroke happening with you. But
I've always heard that I have a lot of saliva in my mouth. Dr. Nick Rogers told me that. He said that's a good thing, too. That's good for your teeth if you have a lot of saliva.
Yeah, because you don't want them to dry out.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing that it's running down my chin.
I'm not even going to discuss this
anymore.
Nobody
else saw it, but here I am talking about it. Who cares, though? Back to school. What's a boost in Verizon back to school for maybe you got that kid that's at that age where probably needs a phone.
You've got kids that are in middle school they've started getting into sports, they've started getting into stuff, and you want to keep in contact with them, start giving them a little bit of freedom, but yet you don't want to sink yourself into a contract where, if we have to take the phone away from them because of bad behavior or they lose the phone or whatever.
Or they get a D-.
Right. Huh? So you can get a prepaid contract where you've got some good coverage or good plan or whatever. And then if something goes where we need to be a little more disciplinary, we can do that without any penalties.
And then
without
having to pay for it. Up or you're acting better, we can start up again. Now, there's a difference between one's cheaper and one has better coverage, right?
Right. Verizon is by far and above the better coverage. It's nationwide coverage. I don't care where you go, you're going to get coverage. With Boost, the coverage is not so great. But the plan, the data plan, is so much less.
Okay.
So like an unlimited plan with Verizon is going to run $80. With Boost, it's going to run $50.
Okay.
With Boost, I can get you a discounted or even a free phone. With Verizon, you're going to pay full price for the phone. So you've got there are some trade-offs there. So, and we'll be able to help you figure out what you need, what you want to do. But the key thing is getting these kids where we can keep tabs on them. You know, the nice thing about it is you can actually enable a feature on the phone called My Location or My Phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually use that to track where your child is at.
Okay. And people, if you're going to get it for their
phone. Or I should say where that phone is at, not necessarily where your child is.
Yeah, they might have dropped it.
Why is she in the bedroom?
And
it's in the middle of the school day.
I think parents, of course, if they can afford it, they're going to say, for 30 extra bucks, I want to be able to get a hold of my kid when I want to get a hold of him. I don't want to have to worry about spotty service.
That is correct.
Even if you're saving the cash, right?
That is correct. You know, if I want to get a hold of my kids, I want my kids. As a matter of fact, when I got my daughter her first phone, there's a story because I told her, I said, you're getting a phone. And if you don't answer the phone by the third ring,
I'm going to
come find you. And
with my locator, I will find you.
And she's like, okay. And then, of course, my son, it was totally the opposite. I told him, I said, I'm going to come find you if you don't answer your phone. And he's like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything wrong. That's fine.
Come find me. I don't care.
So, and that's not just back to school. That's any time. You know, if you're looking for a prepaid phone, you got a couple of options, which is kind of cool. I see that some people don't have an option with Windows 10 lately, right?
Yeah, we've seen in the last few weeks that the creators update for Windows 10, which is the latest rollout for them, for Microsoft, has been creating problems on computers that were not designed for Windows 10.
Okay.
So if you have a Windows 7 computer, it was originally Windows 7, one of the older machines, and you upgraded to Windows 10, you may experience some difficulties.
Was this, and this was the free upgrade, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
That's correct. It turns out that the creators update is geared towards something called the Kaby Lake chipset. Now, I'm going to get a little technical here, so bear with me. The chipset is what controls all the hardware on the computer. Now, there's software in the creator's update that is not, that doesn't seem to be, I hate to use the term not, but it doesn't seem to be compatible with the older chipsets. It's only compatible with the Kaby Lake chipset, which is new and specific to Windows 10. So what we've been experiencing is a bunch of failures, blue screen of death, BSODs.
Okay, that's what it's doing.
Right, that are occurring on these older machines. It's only on the older machines that we're seeing this. So that's the key thing. If you've got a brand new computer that was built for Windows 10, you don't have to worry about this. If you have a computer that was not built for Windows 10, it was built for Windows 7, or it was built for Windows 8 even, you're running a risk.
Okay.
So what we've ended up having to do with this half dozen or so that we've seen in the last couple of weeks is we've had to roll them back to their original operating system.
So they have to go back to 7.
They have to go back to 7, or in one case we had to roll it back to Windows 8. But that's what we've had to do to get these machines back up and running stably.
Okay.
So
I was going to ask what the symptoms are, but you already told me. You get the blue screen of death.
Blue screen pops up and says, hey, there's been a problem and we don't know what to do. That's your key indicator that you're probably not going to be able to stay with Windows 10.
Why is all that happening just now?
Well,
you said six people have been in lately.
Right. When they rolled out the creator's update, they rolled it out for the Windows 10 people, the original Windows 10 people first. In other words, the people that their operating system on their computer was Windows 10 to begin with. Mm-hmm. Then they started rolling it out for the back, they started going to the older stuff and rolled it out in segments.
Okay.
Well, we're now getting to those other people and we're starting to see that, that's not going to work.
So they're doing this just to make more money? So they had to buy Windows 10?
I can't. I'm not in Microsoft's boardroom.
Whatever Marty Beatty says, Ralph McDonald doesn't necessarily agree with. Or
that possibly that's what's driving this. But there's also the technology aspect in that they're wanting people to have newer technology.
Right.
They're wanting to stay focused on new stuff, not trying to pull, get into the problem that they had with Windows XP where they were pulling stuff so far forward that it just was crippling the advancement of technology.
That's why they say this is no longer supported on a lot of stuff. We don't want to deal with this old stuff.
Right.
Get updated and it'd be a lot easier for everybody.
But they didn't tell anybody that this was going to happen. Yeah. I think actually partially it came as a surprise to them.
Oh, really?
They went, huh. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, would you like to go back to 7 or buy 10? Would you like to buy 10? How about that?
We could make that happen.
So if we get the blue screen of death, then
you
want
to give us a call and talk with us, and we'll give you some options, and we'll figure things out. And we'll give you the information to contact us at the end of the show.
Okay, what about new and used computers? What do you have
We've got new computers starting at $399. Desktop, laptop, doesn't make any difference. Good specs. We've got quad-core, dual-core. 4 gig of RAM, 8 gig of RAM, touchscreen, depends upon what we're needing to do and whatnot, but they're going to start off at $399 and go up from there. Then we've also got some used desktops that will start off at $149 and again, go up from there. Now, one of the things that you need to be aware of, because you notice I said used desktops. I didn't say used laptops.
Right.
Used laptops are pretty hard to come by because usually by the time somebody's ready to trade one in, they're not in good shape.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
they don't want it anymore.
Well,
it's not running very fast.
We had one guy that was wanting to trade one in that the screen was broken off at the hinges.
Yeah.
And was in two pieces.
Ah, so you had to hold it with one hand and...
Well, he had duct taped it in place. I was just like... Yeah, I think I'm going to pass on that.
Ralph's like, okay, I got new and used with duct tape on it. Here's three different prices for you.
But, we've got an assortment of stuff. Come on in, talk with us. We can help you figure out what's best and what's going to work for you.
Okay. All right, stop on by. Where do I get a hold of you, Ralph?
You know, you can give us a call at 620-442-5091. Talk to William or Zach because they're the only ones that are usually there. I'm always off on the road somewhere.
You're a busy man.
I am. I was up in Elk County just not too long ago taking care of the sheriff's office and the county treasurer's office up there. Huh. So we've kind of rolled out and expanded farther than I expected to. We go all the way down to Stillwater. And we go all the way north. It used to stop kind of at Wichita. Now we just kind of wherever.
So you're checking your mileage on taxes at the end of the year then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We even go to Bartlesville if we're needed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but we you can give us a call at 620-442-5091. You can reach us on Facebook at McDonald's Computer Service. You can also send us an email at pcdoctor@mcsarkcity.com. Or go to the Contact Us page on our Facebook page, or I mean our website at mcsarkcity.com. But really, the best way to get a hold of us, 620-442-5091. Somebody's going to answer the phone.
Good seeing you, Ralph.
All right.
It's 925.